AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Vice President J.D. Vance has arrived at the Capitol as senators work through the night on President Trump's big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts. But an endgame appears to be taking shape today. Vance is on hand if needed to break a tie vote as Democrats try to defeat the package. A corrections officer was shot to death in North Carolina by an inmate trying to escape. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Authorities in Murphy, North Carolina, say a detention officer who was escorting a federal inmate to an orthopedic clinic is dead, shot with his own gun after a scuffle. Another officer was injured in the Monday incident.
The detention officer is Francisco Flatez.
Cherokee County Sheriff Dustin Smith.
There was an inmate that was transported to Murphy Medical Center for treatment. While there was a scuffle. During that scuffle, the inmate took the detention officer's weapon and shot the detention officer.
Smith says 48-year-old Kelvin Simmons ran into the parking lot after the shooting, jumped into a vehicle, and took off. He was apprehended about an hour away. Simmons was being held on bank robbery charges and had tried to escape back in October. Now the sheriff says he'll be charged with first-degree murder.
This is a horrible day for us as a county. It's a horrible day for law enforcement.
Audio courtesy WLOS. I'm Jennifer King.
And Brian Koberger has agreed to plead guilty to murdering four University of Idaho students as part of a deal to avoid the death penalty. Hurricane Flossie continues to strengthen off Mexico's southwestern Pacific coast. The U.S. National Hurricane Center reports maximum sustained winds of 85 miles per hour. International charities are urging the Israeli and U.S.-backed aid mechanism in Gaza to disband. They cite repeated chaos and deadly violence at aid distribution sites. Between late Monday and early Tuesday, at least seven Palestinians were killed while seeking aid in southern and central Gaza. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports it's day two of jury deliberations in the Shondidi Combs sex trafficking trial.
The jury of four women and eight men deciding the fate of Shondidi Combs are supposed to get back to work this morning when court convenes. The jury began deliberating late yesterday morning on charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, and the Mann Act, which is transporting people for prostitution. Also yesterday, the foreperson told the judge there was an issue with a juror not following instructions, and the judge had to remind the jury of the 62-page charging document he read to them before deliberations began. Jurors are going through 7 weeks of testimony, including acts of violence and sexual encounters. Combs denies the charges. If convicted, there's a possibility he could go to prison for life. Julie Walker, New York.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez.